beautiful.
Lord is good. And he does good.
Is it not like that?
So,
in any position we have found ourselves, we can say with confidence that it is good, it is well with our soul. Because Jesus is with us. It's well with our soul. When the sea like a river turned it away, it is well with our soul. The time that is comfortable is well with our soul. The time that is difficult or hard, it is well with our soul. When we're praying, the opening prayer, some that were with us last month in this program, but they're not with us now because the Lord has taken them home. When the Lord takes home among us, it is well with our soul. Because there's no time we don't take us out of this place. It is well or not, because he's taking us to the most beautiful place. Paul says it is better to be with the Lord. It's the best to be with the Lord. The Lord will help us. Let's all prepare. Anytime we can decide to take us home, but we should let him take us like someone that places him, that he takes away. He should not take us away in wrath. He should not be angry that, oh, what rubbish are you doing? Just come home. It should be like that of Enoch, because it pleased him. Scripture said, why the Lord took him away? Because it pleased the Lord.
He
said, my friends, let's go together, you don't have to go back home today. So if it is like that, that is the best. Even if it is because someone is about to fumble, the Lord takes the person home, it's still good. It's not that it's not good. Because he has gone to the best place. We are in should be not fumble again. There will not be any need for such prayer points. Lord, don't let me fall. Please, let's prepare very well.
This one,
the Lord will help us.
And that's why you mean no. A call.
We proceed in our teaching.
Say up with me.
That we title.
Christian
life of the cross. Jesus has put the cross before us and he wants us to carry it.
The
particular place he called it cross. They let him carry cross.
Let him carry the cross. Let him carry his cross.
In another place it says, let him carry his cross. God
bless you. So, we are believing.
Carry the cross.
We are believing.
Carry your cross.
A man of faith, we are here to believe.
we must live the life of our cross.
And that's
what we want to consider
again.
As we have been considering
that,
so we are proceeding
that.
We learned last month that Christian life on the cross, the problem of self-glory and running away from persecution. And but today, we make progress in living the life of the cross. We want to consider the example of Paul.
This 3 months
remaining for this end,
by
the grace of God, this month, next month, and by December, what we shall consider is Christian life of the cross, Paul's example. Man of God wants us to use 2 Bible passages today. If we have more time, we can get to the 3rd passage. In Galatians, where we'll be considering it, instead from last month, the man of God wants us to read verses 14 and the 17. That's where Paul first says something. After he's been charging the Christian disciples, he was telling them that take heed unto yourself. Some that are running away from persecution, they do not want to carry the cross. There's no one who will stand for the truth, and that will not cost the person something. You children of God, a Christian life that does not cost you anything is not a good Christian life. Christian life that does not cost you anything is not the Christian life of the cross. Because if one stands for the truth, there must be some cost. And one of those things it will cost him.
It's
the man of God has noted it here, even as we read from that
Galatians. Standing for the truth is with a cost called marks. Here. That is in Galatians 6 and
17. Christy, abi apa Christy?
Apa ni apa? Eba mika Galatians 6:14 then 17.
Shuba ki ama sheripe imi shogo. Niko she ni no agbele bu Jesu Christy. Uliwawa. Nipa se eniti ati kanye ma agbele bu fumi ati imi fun aye. Lati si si yilo. Margo wants to talk mostly on these 2 verses.
Mm-hmm.
verse 10, Paul was talking about those that wanted to glory in the flesh. That they were forcing you that you should be circumcised.
There's a mark
that we don't want when one is glorying in the flesh. It has its mark. If the man of God will talk on that, then we cannot but talk about it. Because there is not one is doing that to not bring some marks. The person.
I'm sorry, Kanlana.
They were describing something yesterday.
Me asha Yoba.
In Christian culture,
Yoba.
In Yoba culture.
Now, that I'm not buying worship.
As we dress,
Onyam.
It has its mark.
Who call on you?
Many of us don't know. As the man of God, you know, was taught even when he was a youth. That may not be invoked now. When a young man put on the Yoruba dress with his cap on it, if he should tweak the edge of the cap to the right, he tweaks the head of the cap to the right. Those of you that understand the tradition there, because the man of God will not know, maybe they still follow that. If he should put it by the right, what does that mean? Is it with guest to the right that means he's married? So if he puts it by the left, it means he's married. If he put by the right, that means he's looking for that this one is still good, he's still looking, searching. So the man of God will know maybe that practice is still. So one of his friends came from America. Then he was given a Yoruba dress. And the man of God went to his house. And he told the man of God that he had been given the Yoruba dress. The man of God put on the buba and shukoto. And he put on his cap. Asked the man of God, must there be a direction to tweak the cap, the head of the cap? He said because he will want to use it appropriately. Man of God now told, do you see that I treat the head of my own part to the left? That shows that I'm married. I have a wife. And if you put it by the left, right, they will think you are still searching.
So about me share one.
And they just laughed that away. The man of God could remember one of the gardeners. He would not mention his name. He deliberately put his own to the right. And he said he's deliberate until he died, he was put at the right. Whichever way it is, maybe left or right. But in our culture, it is a mark. That's what the man of God wants to bring us. The whites also have this culture that when they married,
But won fi o kasi.
Where will they put their ring?
Won fi si owo to kan ko si omode.
They put it at the next to the smallest one, the next to the last one. In the north,
two of the Bama judge.
So if a woman will come out, in their own country, a married woman, how would she dress? She will have to use a veil to cover her neck. No matter the kind of dress she puts on, even if she puts on the necklace, she will have to put the mask. And she will have to cover her
hair.
When you see her out there, you will know that she is married. But if it's the one that is not married,
and by extension,
the one called Karua, the one that is a prostitute, that is still looking for even men, she will put on the dress, she will not use
anything else.
She will even put a headgear
to my shakosi
tie. Using style, and people will know that one can approach this one. Why is the man of God giving all these analogies? There is nothing we do that does not have its mark. If you see a man in the Yoruba culture plotting his hair, who is that? That means he's a deity called Sango. So everything is with its own mark. So if one is in the flesh, the deeds of the flesh as a Christian, it has its mark. And another way the Bible calls it fruit of the flesh, the works of the flesh.
Charity.
Do you remember? The fruit of the flesh? How does the Bible enumerate them? The works of the flesh? If you don't know it as the fruit of the flesh, the works of the flesh, what the flesh will do? What the flesh will do?
And
make you to know that this is of the flesh. Galatians tells us. The thing of joy that Paul uses, we can understand through the Spirit to teach us the word of God. When you see someone of the flesh, a carnal person, you will see the mark of flesh, of carnality in him. We see a spiritual person. You see the spiritual marks. But Paul, when he will end his word, says, don't copy the tradition of those that want to glory, even the fleshly things alone. Because they say, except you are circumcised, for us to see that you are circumcised, then you've not become even children of God. And Paul said that was flesh. That was the work of the flesh. Doesn't mean we don't have the marks of the flesh, even as a mark of the cross. This is what the man of God is trying to say. The Christian life of the cross, as Paul put it here, that no one should trouble him again. The argument maybe is an apostle or not. Argument maybe that can we do what you have said or not?
At boom country and continue
all this you've been bringing to me as touching things you don't necessarily need to have. I'm glorying in the cross of Christ. Says, God forbid that I glory in
anything
except in the cross of Christ.
Through
the word that been crucified unto me and myself to the world. You can see this in the life of Paul that he did not have any other life. Okay, he was not pursuing this world. He did not love this world. He was not covetous of this world. He was not ambitious of becoming a governor. He was not after fame. He was after that before. But when he met Christ, he realized that that was not the goal. What he would do now was for him to glory in the cross, not to glory in money, not to glory in the number of his cars, not to glory in his reputation. He said, God forbid that I glory in anything. Say in the cross of Christ. You all have seen it. I've been crucified. The word has been crucified unto me. And even myself to the world. And there is nowhere we have met again. You cannot see any mark of me pursuing the word again. You cannot see any mark of me being covetous after the things of the world. Look at me from my head even to my toes, you cannot see it. Says, please come. Let no man trouble me. For I bear in my body the marks of Christ, even in my body. Those ones we are talking about, carry the bear around the marks of Jews, they're circumcised, they carry this around. That is not my own concern. But the marks of Christ.
So
when we give our lives to Jesus, the mark of Christ must be on us. And what do we call the mark of Christ? Let me say this.
I'm a Christian, you know what?
We have the mark of Christ in us.
I'm a Christian, but I get a Christian.
The mark that we are of Christ is the Holy Spirit.
Only tell me come by me and me Christian.
So if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ,
he's
not of his.
I mean,
that is the inward mark.
ti ona ta ti o nba emi mo nba emi na wa je ri pe omo Olorun
the Holy Spirit even testify with our spirit that we are children of God
ṣugbọn ju bẹẹ lọ
but more than that
a gbọdọ ni ami ara
we must have the physical mark the mark outside
omo Olorun na mo pe inu ni Jesu gba
many children of God will say that is the inside that Christ has even born
Jesu gba ra
Christ has not converted the body.
Paul ni Olorun ngba ko nsadura fun awon ara Thessalonica.
When Paul was praying for the Thessalonians,
Olorun so in di mimo
that God will make you holy
ni emi ara
holy in the spirit, soul and body.
Mete ta mo gba.
He prayed on the tree.
Toti Yeah,
and separated the tree unto himself. And he put his mark. He did not put his mark on one alone. There is the mark of the body.
So those that say
the gospel that there will not be the mark of on the body, the marks of Christ.
One sap from I believe.
They're running away from the cross.
Can one man say?
What they say they are doing? It's another man they are showing on their body. They are showing their fleshly glory and vain glory. When we talk about marks, the marks of Christ,
we
can use the whole month to discuss it. But the man God will want us to discuss it briefly. As God will give us the grace.
I bear the marks of Christ.
The word is that he bears the marks of Christ in his body. That mark, the mark, the English put it as marks.
This
can still be called scars.
Greek.
In the Greek, it's called stigma.
Stigma. Thank you.
The English call it stigma.
So,
that's how it was called. That is the stigma that this belongs to Jesus.
You
know what it means? That
the
stigma of something. The stigma shows you easily.
Cross border.
So the Mangan, some people wanted to cross border one day.
Cross border, but did
not even cross the border, between Nigeria and some other
places.
And they asked the man of God whether he was from Benin or Nigeria. In Nigeria's case is summer.
Custom man in very long is immigration.
It was the custom man that was asking the man of God.
Check out your custom man
or is he supposed to ask the man of God whether he's in Nigeria?
Contraband.
Is it a contraband?
It's more about very low on me.
If
the immigration officer, I mean, be
the immigration officer that is supposed to
ask. But come on,
why do you ask me if I'm in Nigeria? You want to see the marks on me? You may not be a Nigerian.
Of course, one call that job by me being.
They also have such tribal marks in there. It's different. They also have tribal marks.
Money, but you have to be Ubani.
The man of God now told him, you are Yoruba man. You should know this mark belongs to Nigeria, the Yoruba one. You don't
actually
need to ask me for my ID card.
What's my ID card?
I already have the ID card, that's obvious. You know, that's one of the reasons our forefathers had the tribal march for children. So that they will not keep themselves in the war front.
Where
do you come from?
The
Lord weapons.
Now,
so Max will do a lot of work. Max will easily show you how.
So
Paul says, the life of the cross he was living. What did he say was on his body? The marks, the stigmas of Christ.
About Christ.
The marks of Christ,
he told me, Mimi.
It's not that he had it inside.
Moreover,
we had the disease. When you see him, when he was explaining the marks of Christ on
the context,
as it has to do with the context we are considering,
area
Balilu. You will see the scars of beating. You see the scars of him being pierced.
You
see the scars of him being stoned.
Have you ever seen him being
stoned? Or did he say they stoned him? Different marks show me that he had suffered for Christ. So let's now pick in another way that we can domesticate it. When you talk about the marks of Christ, it may not be a physical mark, a wound or scar on your body. But listen to this, you saints. Anyone who claims to be a child of God, you don't see the mark of Christ on him, that it is only the inside it talks about. Hear what the man of God says about him. He's running away from the cross. How do we have the marks of Christ in us? In many ways. As mentioned that of Paul, we could not see that he was beaten, he was stoned. But it must be seen through our submission. Through what? The mark of Christ in time of submission is not in many people's lives. It's not in your life, and you claim you are carrying the cross. You cannot submit to the command of God that is using over your life in diverse ways, from husband to wife, from the boss to the servant, from the leaders in the church to those that they are there together. It was submission to the constitution of your country. For the marks of submission to be seen on you, that means something is wrong. You don't have submission as expected. You only accept Jesus as the Lord, but it's not directing your life. I don't take nonsense with my own real faith.
Now, oh, me apa is apa service?
You don't have the mark of service.
I think you must see or go listen.
Except for others to serve you, cannot serve.
Because
there's no mark. That mark is found wanting in you.
There's
no mark of suffering because you have accepted Jesus. There's no mark of that in you. They don't see it in you. That's the reason you have not got this, because you don't want to get it in a dubious way.
It didn't want to do any promotion, maybe you said you pay 180 for do fair for us walk up when you are.
Why you
that shame till that?
Why you are denied promotion in your workplace? Because you don't want to join them to do bad things, so that's why they have denied
you.
They don't see that mark in you and they say, take this to him.
There's
nothing you can tell him about this, he's not going to agree with you. They don't see that mark in you.
We pay
that.
What about the unity Christian?
If it's about pride,
I will make a military fiction.
It's after all.
Even after
all, not to leave him alone,
but
to suffer because of him.
Tell my mom, me shaking, please, so we know for Lua. And you know, so we know.
No matter what will make me to say no to the Lord, I would rather say no to you. That mark is not seen on you. Your office and all things you are doing, as others do the same way you also do. Even in your profession,
be a man, you couldn't shame one.
As others do it, you also do it.
Be your jatonta.
Even in your trading,
be a man, you couldn't shame one.
The way the others do it, you also do it.
Can you tell me how to pack and come at half of the power?
You want that wrapper we use to wrap it?
One male of one man, my dear.
How many do they count?
100.
Is it 100? They still count 100?
100, no.
Is it 100?
Shuba, empty the 80.
But you now count 80 there.
No, why me? You won't get a little bit of this soon.
Challenge you. Why do you bet yourself 100? He said Jesus does not ask us to be
using. Oh, you do not die.
You will not tell you, you cannot stay here. You want to spoil the market for us.
One about the 80.
Then you also begin to count it.
Boy, I was up with 95.
He said, okay, let me put it at 95. At least that is not too bad.
Oh, why are
and they don't even see that mark.
I want to buy right now. There's a problem. And lost your lawyer, no cash.
Those that are buying, they cannot even say, go to
see your car.
No cash is murdered. It will not reduce.
Oh, I need to.
How about a
woman? Money.
Ah, she is a child of Jesus.
Come on, Gary.
What about the measurement for the Gary?
The rice.
And that of rice? What about the palm oil? That they mix even the palm with it. And also, you know, they mix palm with palm oil. And they don't see it on you that this one doesn't join us in
Christian.
There's no mark of Christ on you. There's no mark of Christ on you. The man of God does not doubt that of the one inside is there. But since that of the outside is not seen, there's no cross. What is lacking? There's no cross.
It's
all they see in the lives of unbelievers that you also do with them.
style one lotion.
Is there a style you also put on?
One leg down yato. Nibito what they share.
They cannot differentiate you where you are. That how do you dress this way? Don't you know her?
We are this man.
She is the mother of Jesus. You also want to look gay.
You are one of us.
Yeah, you belong to us.
I mean, told me now, but
is that not what it means?
Christ wants to see his marks.
Christ is very admirable.
But many times we run away from bearing the marks.
When you are called for balance, you know we are near our.
You know the way you are avoiding the marks.
One of them is the one that you feel safe from apparent near our.
I may not be able to give the details.
Yeah, so the marks is so good. Yeah,
correct. But you know how you avoid the marks.
One of my beautiful suffering apart Christy Lara.
And you know how you justify this avoidance by saying that, oh, Christ is in me.
What's my beautiful Christ in me?
Christ in me, the hope of God.
Christ in me, ready or going.
No, you have the same level, you do it the same way. Corribel in those days.
It wasn't like that in those days.
There's no the children of God.
One man, one
by the marks of Christ.
Nipa a pa Christ in Belarawa.
Now,
Shubani Sisi,
you only say something about the inner marks.
I can't so nipa a meeting.
We avoid the body marks.
I'm suffering a party.
I'm not going to give you rules.
Because
you are not serving me.
Nitori pe ki se mi le nsin.
And I don't want you to do it because I have said it.
Mi o si pe ko se nitori pe mo ti so.
But if you do not learn to bear the marks of Christ.
Mo to ba ko lati ru apa pisi lara re
avoiding the
cause. Safun agbele.
You don't want people to make jest of you.
O be ka we yan fi o se leya.
You don't want people to say you are one of them.
O be ka we yan so bi pe ara won ni o.
One of those people that are not civilized.
Ara, I want you, Laju.
I want you to update. Hey, what continue of your update?
Now you ask him or how we
have done. I've been saying
rubbish about
trend. Now I'm
going to follow what is trending. So you should update yourself,
but mark it.
The key is it.
Any of you show me that your
Manuko is not the judge.
I know that Christ will have a reward,
but he one more, but Christ will need a
for bearing his marks. Corrupt world.
Nino Ayeto Dibaje
that will bear his marks.
People
will see you
and when you riwa
and they see the marks.
Ori at apare.
They see that. Oh,
ori pe ah.
Before even you say anything,
oh, tia, toso, papa.
They see that the marks of Christ.
Once they pay a me Christi, a pa Christi belara.
They see gentleness.
Ori iwa pele.
They see humility.
Ori I.
They see holiness.
Worry, be a ye wa mima.
They see righteousness.
Worry, o dodo.
Ah. And they will testify that truly Christ is in you.
Oh, wa so pe ni to Christ in Benore. And he is the one we glory in, you know, going about this fleshly thing. Because the man of God said, he is not Jesus. He is not saying Jesus will not save
you.
But if at all he doesn't know everything, he knows that Jesus has a reward for those that bear his mark. Do you think we are going to bear it in vain? So if we should suffer with him, then we will reign with him. If we deny him, then he will also deny
us.
If the man of God is there to find the evil meaning for that. If once you deny him here, he says he will also deny him. That he cannot deny himself, but he will deny the person. He will deny him before his father.
Brethren,
Kenyara,
I have not found any meaning for that.
I have not known
how to explain it.
But I
know it says
volumes. They try to explain this in many ways that it would deny him. Someone's commentary that deny would be in this world here. But Jesus did not explain it, he only says he
would
deny it. But now says he's in front of his father. Is his father not here? Let's just put it aside
like
that. Don't let us go into theology. But let's say the way Jesus has put it. He says he also denied before his father who is in heaven. However, you want to explain that, let's try it. But for the obedient children, let's think about that.
Baba Adeboye
said something one day. Some were against him. That why did he say that? And he said something that the man of God likes. It's not children that have said this to.
Why does that become an offense? I'm not telling all of you.
I'm
my children
have directed this to me.
I
now want to. You are accusing me.
Share your right in that moment, sir.
Does the father not have a right to speak to his kid?
Yes, two more, 2 minutes.
Let them explain.
Yes, someone
says someone should deny him here. Let's ask.
How can one deny Jesus?
Maybe that could be a debate.
Even in the context of that statement.
Someone explain what it means to deny Jesus? Let's leave it. Do you remember what brought us to this? What brought us there is that it's with reward. That God brought Paul into this.
bi Olorun ba tin mu won na wonu bi to ti ru apa Jesu.
As God takes you into where you bear the mark of Christ,
to ba se to ba sa fun,
if you run away from him, you deny it
nitori on kon,
because of whatever
won na lo ba na,
then you will answer for it.
Ṣùgbọ́n ètí Olúwa bá wa sọ ní àkókò ìdìpẹ́.
What the Lord is telling us this time is.
Ká gbé ìgbé ayé àfihàn.
We should live the life of the cross.
Ká má ṣe bí bá ń ṣògo nínú nǹkan.
We should not glory in anything.
Bí kò ṣe nínú.
Except in the cross of Christ.
Ìparí o.
That's all.
Gbogbo ni Fọlọ́run tó bá wọṣọ tó dáa jáde.
Glory be to God if you put on nice dress.
Adupe lowo Olorun,
we thank God for that.
Ṣùgbọ́n ṣe ògo ènìyàn.
But is that your glory?
Adupe lowo Olorun kó pèsè owó fún láti ra ọ̀pọ̀lọpọ̀ nǹkan tó lè fi brag.
We thank God for providing money for you to buy many things.
Ṣùgbọ́n ṣe ògo ènìyàn.
Is that your glory?
Ṣé o lè ṣògo nínú àgbélébu?
Can you glory in the cross?
Mo dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ Ọlọ́run.
I thank the Lord.
Mo gbé àgbélébu Jesus.
I carry the cross of Christ.
Lọ́wọ́ ràn án lọ́wọ́.
The Lord will help us.
Jẹ́ ká tẹ̀lé wa ká gbàdúrà.
Let's bow our heads and pray.
A dúpẹ́ lọ́wọ́ rẹ Ọlọ́run ní pé orúkọ rẹ ga. A rí àpẹẹrẹ ti Paul. Ó sọ pé òun ò ní ṣògo nínú kankan tòun bí ò jẹ́ àgbélébu. Ó wá tẹ̀síwájú. Ó ní ẹ má yan mi lẹ́nu mọ́ o. Mo ń lo àpá Kristi kiri ní ara mi. Olúwa, a wá rí pé ìgbé ayé Kristẹni náà tí ó bá jẹ́ tàgbéléèbú, a gbọ́dọ̀ rí àpá Kristi ní ara rẹ̀. Àpá Kristi ti rẹ̀lẹ̀ tí ìgbọràn tí ìtẹríba tí ìsìn tí ìjìyà. Olúwa, àpá Kristi ti wípé a ò sá fún inú níbí ni. Torí pé ẹni tí ó bá gbé ìgbé ayé ìwà bí Ọlọ́run Kristi Jésù yóò farada inú níbí ni àpá kan nìyẹn. Olúwa jọ wá ara ayé wa lọ́wọ́. Fi òye ní wa dáradára. Ká lè gbé dáradára fún ọ níbí. Torí pé o ti ń ta bá ṣe ọ ní ìyá, ó ń ṣe àwa náà. Tá a bá ní àlè wu àpá rẹ níbí. Olúwa ní àlè ó ṣe nǹkan kan náà. Olúwa ní ó sọ pé ò lè ṣe nǹkan kan. Fún wa. Ìtẹ́lẹ̀ yìí túmọ̀ sí ìjìnlẹ̀ ni Olúwa jọ wá ràn wá lọ́wọ́. Ṣùgbọ́n ọ̀rọ̀ Olúwa ṣe tún wá sọ fún bá a bá ṣe òun ò lè ṣe ara rẹ̀. Òun ò lè ṣe ara rẹ̀. Ṣùgbọ́n kò ní ṣe ara rẹ̀ ni o yóò ṣe àwọ̀. Ìyẹn ni pé òun ó tún bu ara ẹ̀. Bàbá iná ẹ̀mí ò lè dápa Kristi yóò ó ní ó ní àwọn tí ó bẹ àpá Kristi. Ìyẹn ló túmọ̀ tí kò deny ara ẹ̀. Because he knows how to work in the lives of people. He works in us not to be able to do all the good things. And he will not fall short of seeing people to bear his marks. Ṣùgbọ́n ẹ tó bá lọ ọ̀hún ní ṣe òun náà ló dé Olúwa jọ wá ara ni wà lọ́wọ́. A dúpẹ́ nítorí kẹrìntì
bọ́. Thank you.
Ṣùgbọ́n ogó orí fún ọkọ̀.
Jésù
Olúwa wà.
Amen.